Every entrepreneur has been there. Growing pains
obstacles make you
growth
stronger.
Gains.
It's the challenges that cause us to level up.
The Company Growth Podcast inspires you to keep going through the pain. I'm your host, Alicia Dominico.
I think that's the biggest thing as a leader is to be positive and tell people it'll be all right and to tell people that I struggle as well. You know, I struggle with bouts of anxiety or depression or whatever it is. You know, I'm human. We are located in Trenton, Ontario, and we have two locations that are literally 5 minutes apart from each other.
This is the voice of Shandy Davis, co-owner of Electric Cables Incorporated, talking about operating her business in Trenton, Ontario. Let's listen in to what she has to say about it.
My mother and father started the business in 85, and now both of them are retired. So my brother Gord Davis and myself run the business. And Gord's a mechanical engineer, I'm an electrical engineer, and my father was a chemical engineer. So we manufacture wire and cable, and we manufacture copper wire and cable primarily, and also we do some aluminum as well. And we have about 6,000 different cables in our computer system currently. We're always doing R&D on new cables and new projects and that sort of thing to keep us alive and vibrant. So currently we have about 200 employees for our two locations. My title at this point is CFO/COO, but as I said, primarily my brother and I run the company together.
It's the giant elephant in the room, the pandemic. It's not always an easy topic to talk about, but if we want to understand how companies continue to grow during a crisis, we need to talk about COVID-19. I asked Shandy how her manufacturing facility managed to function when pandemic restrictions were at their height.
COVID has zapped my resources substantially the past year. I had to basically tell my workers at one point, I'm sorry, yes, you have been partially neglected for, you know, certain things because COVID has zapped our resources. We had to pay attention every day for new regulations that were coming down. And at first we didn't get any heads up, right? We didn't even get a few hours or whatever. It was just basically do it now, right? So And at that point, you didn't even have the PPE, say back in March or April of 2020. Right?
Back in March and April of 2020, everyone was scrambling to figure out what was going on. Employees and leaders alike were completely in the dark. What was that time period like for electro cables, I wondered.
Yeah, I mean, we had the Ministry of Labor in for a few audits that they did all around the area, right? And she said that was the biggest complaint is that companies had a hard time trying to keep up, right? But at least when they were doing the sort of the test audits to make sure everybody was okay, the lady that we had really worked with us, which is what I've said for years with the Ministry of Labor, when we've had visits, you know, come in and work with us. We're all trying to achieve the same thing. We all want Ontario to be better. We all want it to be safe, but let's work together as opposed to, you know, coming in and doing the heavy hand. That doesn't help anybody, right? Mm-hmm. Let's give us the time to do it, especially, you know, now if we got hit with any sort of orders or anything. It's so hard right now to get any sort of plastic raw materials. Everything is getting really scarce. And hopefully that doesn't continue because I'm like, oh my gosh, how could this get any worse between it's hard enough to run the business. Then you got COVID and everybody's anxious. I find even I'm more anxious than I ever was, right? Because I'm always second guessing what I'm doing. Am I doing the right thing? And we're always constantly changing it almost every day or every week, and how we're improving our system and the knowledge that we gain and that sort of thing, right? So it just makes it a lot more challenging. Finally, you know, we're seeing the vaccines coming down, so that's been better. But if you look at myself, I got the AstraZeneca, and, you know, I had hives for like 2 weeks, you know, and I'm like, okay, I still did the right thing. We had an outbreak here at Electrocables. Luckily, it was only in the office. Now, when I say only, you know, we had six people. And I ended up sending all the low-risk people home. Even though technically I didn't have to, I did just to be safe. And it was a good thing I did, because a couple of people, the low risk, actually got it as well. We had the UK variant and it was so highly contagious. It was unbelievable.
I hated to press on such a sensitive subject, but as the leader of a business of fully remote employees, we hadn't had to deal at Tangible Words with any kind of distancing in the office. I asked for more stories about what it was like for Electrocables to have a fully functioning facility shut down and the requirements that were dependent on them both to produce and to stay safe.
You know, the one lady that got it really bad, she's still out sick at home working partially for now a month and a half. She was only with this lady for under 15 minutes, and she was more than 6 feet apart, and she ended up getting it. So, you know, and I was with her as well. Now, luckily, I didn't get it, but yeah, it's just so tough, right? So, and rightly so, people are on edge, and then people are, I never realized how much socialization really has hurt so many of us, right? I have people here that just have been beside themselves. And when we kind of looked at it and tied it back, it was just to not being able to socialize for a whole year. Mm-hmm. And how much that makes us feel better and gives us some relief from all the challenges that we have, you know, doing our jobs and living our lives, right? So
manufacturers face many challenges that other businesses don't. The public isn't always aware of supply chain issues or labor shortages, overseas competition, and how that affects something like a manufacturing facility probably more than others. They're also not aware of how dependent Ontario's economy is on manufacturing. For every dollar spent at a manufacturing facility, 3.5 times more dollars go out into the surrounding businesses. I asked Shandy to talk about these challenges and another big one, energy, for example. Why is it such a big deal if a manufacturer has to shut down their power for a few hours? What's all the fuss about?
Yeah, so I compete against China and Mexico in quite a few of my products. So in order to compete against those companies, especially China, my deliveries are quicker. And, you know, most of the time, like we tout at Electrocables, we have high quality cables. So when I'm competing against them and I'm asked to shut down my electricity for 8 hours, you know, I'm losing delivery time. So now my competitive edge is now being, you know, helped by my government to make things a lot harder to get that product to my customers quicker. Mm-hmm. So it, to me, when I was talking to them, the OEB or anybody else, I'm saying it's like I'm cutting off my right arm to save my left arm. And we need to help each other and make sure our companies are competitive. It's really tough to find people. It's very tough. I was just talking to Ryan Williams about that, who will be running in our Bay of Quinte region as an MP, and trying to get the government and other, you know, MPPs or MPs that I've talked to, basically to try to focus on immigration, skilled and unskilled, and say criminal record checks. But we need people. We don't have enough people here in Ontario, in Canada, that are able to do these jobs. So we need to tackle that and make sure we have a good policy, we have things figured out, because I think that will help to keep Canada as one of the top nations and even move us up even higher if we get that right, because we have such a great country. You know, we're very multicultural and, you know, we tend to, I think, listen to each other and, you know, be more of a community type atmosphere. So, you know, trying to get that, because, I mean, I could hire today probably about 30 people and I can't find them. They're just not out there. So, and it's only getting worse and worse. And every country is running into this problem, you know, maybe not India, but I've even heard that China is running into problems with this. And I know the US is having a lot of issues with this as well. So the workforce is a big issue. Now, in manufacturing wire and cable, I can automate some of my processes, but I can't automate a lot of them because our lines are so versatile. Because we have those 6,000 products in our system, we wouldn't run all 6,000 every year, but say we run 500 of those products and newer products, all my lines are very versatile to run that. So my crew that runs those machines are trained and very talented at running that versatility for products. Plastic raw materials, you know, I mean, everybody's seen all the prices of everything go up substantially. Most of my plastic raw materials have gone up over 50% since last May 2020. And now we're seeing some allocation issues, so trouble getting copper. I just got a call from one of my main copper guys that said, you know, July and August will be really tight. He actually said because, you know, everybody's been in lockdown for so long, and we're all hoping that by July and August we'll be allowed to do more. You know, he doesn't see people wanting to work overtime, obviously, on those weekends in July when traditionally we have the best weather too, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of good, I think, that's come from COVID. Unfortunately, it's been, you know, really hard on all of us. But, you know, trying to do more of the work-life balance with the working from home. I know when I came back, I actually went away for March break because I didn't know what the heck was going on at that point, and I was really stressed out and needed a break. I don't get much of a break as self-employed, so I try to take my March break with my kids. I've got two boys still at home, 16 and 19. So I try to take that break and spend that family time. So we did actually go away for a few days. And I was glad I did because I came back much better, and then trying to deal with the stress of COVID and then the stress of everybody that didn't know what was going on. Like, as a leader, I had to stay positive. I had to keep everybody upbeat, and we can get through it. I think that's the biggest thing as a leader, is to be positive and tell people it'll be all right. And to tell people that I struggle as well. You know, I struggle with bouts of anxiety or depression or whatever it is. You know, I'm human. I'm, you know, and it's okay that they struggle at different points. It's part of life to have that up and down, right? But the positivity and the belief in your people is so important, because if they don't feel that energy, then they just get zapped more, and the world just makes it so much tougher, right? And they're not getting that outlet. They're not, you know, socializing with their friends and mm-hmm. and that sort of thing.
Despite the problems electrical cables faced during COVID, like dealing with outbreaks, I think they handled the challenges of the pandemic with skill. It's admirable and a testament to the character of the company and the leadership's ability to innovate. But what did Shandy think about her company's response?
Yeah, I mean, the work, it did cause a lot of issues, but all I kept thinking was, the safety and the health of my people are a priority. And because we're smaller and I'm not a huge corporation, I can make those decisions, right? Mm-hmm. And I can make them on the fly. So that helps a lot too. And I knew at the time I wasn't doing the right thing for the company, but I always tell people, when you join Electro Cables, you join our family. So you join the Electro family, and I always tell them, your family's first. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to hear that the business is first, because that's not what it should be. It should be your family comes first. So anything they need to do for their family, we will give them the time off. We'll give them, you know, partial days or, you know, and now because of the flexibility with COVID, I can have them work from home more. And I noticed that I actually worked more when I was at home, you know, because I didn't have to do, you know, get ready, you know, do all the chores and then leave for work. I was, you know, at my computer at home at like 7 o'clock, right? And mm-hmm. then I was, you know, taking walks at noon every day, which I haven't done. I've done that once since I've been back in the office, right? Mm-hmm. So the work-life balance, you know, I was able to create dinners and teach my boys how to cook more, you know, during my breaks, which normally I wouldn't take a break at work. So I found the work-life balance was amazing. I was like, holy, this is like, you know, so awesome, because it's so tough to do that work-life balance and, you know, have the meals there and go home and spend the time with your kids. You know, I stopped work at 5 o'clock every day, spent the time with my kids, and then later on, when it was dark or whatever, I went to work again and did a few hours of work till like midnight. So I found the balance was amazing. So I'm hoping that we can have that for the people, because it's just too crazy. You know, we complain about the younger generation and they don't want to work. But to me, it's like my generation, I'm 51 now. And, you know, the ones that are older than me, we work too much. So somehow we have to have the balance between the younger generation and our generation and make it blend better. Because, you know, I'm pretty sure when I'm going out, I'm not going to say, you know, darn, I wish I had worked more. You know, like, it's just insane what we kind of expect ourselves to do. So it's again, now I read in, I think it was in Sweden, where they had this. So they had problems with their teenagers with drug abuse and alcohol abuse. So they instigated this thing where all the families had to be done, work by 4 o'clock, and they had to go home and have dinners with their kids and hang out with their kids. And then they did, you know, they had curfews for 10 o'clock if you were younger than 18. So they'd have these parents do these like nice patrols and nicely say, no, you got to go home and whatnot. And they said it was amazing how the drug and alcohol abuse dropped almost instantly. And I think that's where we have to get back to. I think we have to get back to being a community. You know, it takes a community to raise a child. And I think we've kind of gotten away from that and got more individualistic in our goals. And, you know, I'm competing against my neighbor and he's got a new truck. Well, I better go get a new truck, right? And then you get in that financial vicious cycle. And we've gotten away from helping each other out. You know, like I said to my crew here at Electro Cables at our Christmas party 2 years ago, can we just try to help each other out a little bit more, just a little bit more support from each person towards another person would make this world so much better, right?
Mm-hmm. For more information on Electro Cables Incorporated, visit electrocables.com. Find more episodes of the Company Growth Podcast on YouTube or at anchor.fm/companygrowthpodcast or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you've got a company growth story you'd like to share, reach out to Tangible Words. We'd love to hear your story and use it to inspire others to beat their own company growing pains. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Company Growth Podcast.